Well, it's all about what some, including Senator John McCain, call the overregulation of the critical infrastructure industry. McCain says the bill says it gives too much power to DHS.
And I question why we have yet to have a serious discussion about who is best suited, which agency, to protect our country from this threat. Additionally, if the legislation before us today were enacted into law, unelected bureaucrats at the DHS could promulgate prescriptive regulations on American businesses, which own roughly 90% of critical cyber infrastructure. The regulations that would be created under this new authority would stymie job creation, blur the definition of private property rights, and divert resources from actual cybersecurity to compliance with government mandates.
Now, McCain believes the authorities in the bill already exist either at DHS or with the appropriate regulatory agencies such as FERC and NERC. Now, there's other issues in the bill as well. McCain says the legislative process is what he calls ridiculous. The bill, the Cybersecurity Act of 2012, this much-awaited, long-anticipated bill, was introduced about 3 days ago, and it's already on the Senate calendar. McCain says there's been no hearings, no markups. He says there needs to be more discussion. Now, I've also talked with others in industry who attended the hearing yesterday on the House Homeland Security, the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, and they say there are economical costs of compliance that are just not being considered by the Congress as it relates back to those owners and operators of critical infrastructure. They say the regulation isn't needed because it's in the critical infrastructure industry's best interest to secure their networks, because basically, let's be honest, it comes down to money, and if they have a major problem, their profits, their shareholders will not stand for it. Now, McCain also points to one section of the bill he believes highlights why this bill has too many flaws.
Finally, I'd like to find out over the next few days what specific factors went into providing regulatory carve-outs for the IT hardware and software manufacturers. My suspicion is that this had more to do with garnering political support and legislative bullying than sound policy considerations. However, I think the fact that such carve-outs are included only lends credence to the notion that we shouldn't be taking the regulatory approach in the first place.
Now, there are others who also question those carve-outs, which exempt companies such as Microsoft, Cisco, Dell, and others from this regulatory rules. Now, the other side of the story is a Senate staff member told me earlier this week at a briefing on the bill that if hardware and software from these companies are part of the critical infrastructure control systems or the critical infrastructure more broadly, they would still have to fix any vulnerabilities as part of those systems. So they're not exempt from these rules. They just are exempt as an industry. And I think that still causes some concern.
Okay, so there are lots of concerns, but what would the people who oppose the bill actually like to see changed?
Well, there's some good news here, and the fact is that they've already made some changes. The Congress, the senators listened to industry, listens to agency around the Federal Information Security Management Act and information sharing requirements, but it's that critical infrastructure section they would like to see basically less regulations. Now, former DHS Secretary Tom Ridge testified yesterday on behalf of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He says the focus should be on information sharing, not creating another regulatory regime.
We don't need a piece of legislation, at least from the chamber's point of view, that identifies critical infrastructure. We've been working on that for 10 years. It started with the enabling legislation. What we do need, and where we tip the hat, because compared to the first mark of the president's bill to this mark, the information sharing, although we'd probably like to tinker with it a little bit, is a vast improvement from the one that was initially placed in it, initially considered by the administration. And again, we're not ready to embrace it in its totality, but the concept, the direction, and the focus of it being bilateral, we believe is the way to go.
Now, Ridge says there's plenty of examples of this working now. The industry coordinating councils are one such example. They identify and work together to improve anywhere from telecommunications, financial services. I think there's 18 or so overall. Ridge also points that information sharing is the answer because it can help agencies and industries move faster than the regulatory body. He says, listen, the regulatory process, any group can't move as fast as the cyber threat is moving currently.
We are speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. So what do the supporters of the bill say about those concerns?
Well, supporters obviously are going to refute those claims that the bill has been a rushed process. Senator Joseph Lieberman is the chairman of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, one of the co-authors of the bill. Listen to Lieberman's response after McCain uses his entire 6 minutes questioning of Secretary Napolitano to criticize the bill.
The point is that we have reached out not only to everybody who was possibly interested in this bill outside of the Congress, but open the process to every member of the Senate who wanted to be involved. We pleaded for involvement. And a lot of people, including yourself, have not come to the table. You know, as you stated, that this is a critical national security problem. And to respond to it with business about regulation of business, this is national security. As Senator Collins said, there is regulation of business that's bad for business and bad for the American economy. There is regulation such as we have worked very hard to include in this bill that, in fact, is not only not bad for American business and bad for the American economy, but will protect American business.
So Senator Susan Collins also took on Tom Ridge and others. As she says, the authors of the bill listened to the Chamber of Commerce and many in the industry about concerns to improve the bill.
We've taken to heart many of the concerns raised by the Chamber. For example, we now have a provision that says that entities that are already regulated by existing regulations would be eligible for waivers, and entities able to prove that they're sufficiently secure would be exempted from most of the requirements under this bill. The bill would require the use of existing cybersecurity requirements and current regulators. Does the chamber support those changes?
You've incorporated several changes, Senator Collins, and I do believe, I mean, I can't speak directly, but I believe that's one of them. And I think it also goes to the point, however, that some of that oversight is being done within the existing process and protocol, and with the dramatic potential changes in information sharing, it's a system that'll work.
Now, DHS Secretary Janet Napolitano offered her take on how the bill alleviates the concerns of Senator McCain, former DHS Secretary Ridge, and others. She says there are three clusters of concerns. The first area of confusion is that the bill is a regulatory bill and it will be burdensome to comply.
And the answer is it's a security bill, not a regulatory bill. It really is designed with making sure we have a basic level of security and that we have a way to exchange information that allows us to do that without private sector parties being afraid of violating other laws. Second set of objections would, I think, revolve around the whole privacy area. But as the ACLU itself acknowledged, this bill really has done a very, very good job of incorporating those protections right from the get-go. And the third cluster would be in that it somehow duplicates the NSA. And I think there's a misconception there that we're taking the NSA and using it to the extent we can within the framework of the bill to protect our civilian cyber networks.
So, Jason, where do we stand with the bill? What are the next steps?
So Majority Leader Harry Reid, already put the bill on the Senate's calendar for a vote. Lieberman says Reid's committed to having an open amendment process so those who oppose it or have concerns of certain sections can also introduce amendments to change it. Now, but McCain's not standing still. He and six others are going to introduce their own version of the cyber bill after the President's Day recess. So it's heading down a path of if you will, they're heading head on to each other.
Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Sounds like they've got a fight on their hands.
It's going to be a fight that it's probably going to take most of the year to get done, and it could, the critical infrastructure areas could hold it all up. So that's a key part to watch.